I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A recent forced church closure on the island of Sumatra in Indonesia is raising some questions. Are the regulations for churches a masked form of legalized discrimination against Christians? FMI's Bruce Allen says one requires churches to have a membership of at least 90 people. It then needs approval by 60 non-Christians in the same village. Most FMI-supported churches only number between 25 and 50 people, so pray that FMI's church planners would have perseverance and creativity in their work. On a different note, reaching every home with the gospel in 20 years, one book at a time. Ambitious, yes, but World Missionary Press has joined forces with Every Home for Christ to make that a reality. They call it the Oikos Initiative. Every Home for Christ provides the outreach, and World Missionary Press supplies materials. Scripture and devotionals are already being delivered, millions of copies in hundreds of languages. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.